Up the middle, Mitchell on the ricochet, can't get to it. That sleight of hand that all good setters can do. Hampton Hines with the quick set kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJZ are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Hines again, set across Plagan, left side, throw the block. Huron at match point again. And he's looking right, going to throw that far sideline.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, PB Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening. We are in Mitchell tonight. It is high school wrestling. Mitchell Colonels, Huron Tigers. We're in the Mitchell High School gym. Hopefully one of the last times we have to do wrestling from here. It is already warm. It's going to be hot. And they're looking to replace this facility, hopefully in the next 2 years. Dave Corcoran back with us. Corky with us for the first time since football season. And, Cork, good to get another wrestling season underway.
Well, I've already got it started, and the kids got to be excited about it. You know, get a new start in the new season, and you don't know what to expect this early in the season yet.
That's the thing with Huron Wrestling, and it's been this way for as long as I can remember. Huron Wrestling does not ease into the season. They start off with the Watertown Duel Tournament, where they get four duels in for the boys. Girls wrestle kind of a tournament-type deal. And then the next week, they go out to Rapid City for that big invite. Duels on Thursday, and then the Invitational Tournament Friday and Saturday. And we always say the Rapid City invite's tougher than what the state tournament's going to be, because you have top wrestlers from four or five states. So there's quality competition right off the bat in the first week and a half.
Well, you find out what you're made of real quick, you know, and what you need to work on. Like in Rapid, there's 61 teams right there this year. And it's amazing the talent that comes in there, and you have multiple state champions in one weight class. So if you win that one out there, that's pretty good bragging rights right there by itself.
Moses Gross did pick up a 150-pound championship for the boys, and Shaylee Saw did place for the girls. So we had one place winner on each side. So again, good showing there. But as much as anything, just getting kids experience right now, we have a lot of inexperience, both sides, girls and boys.
Well, the thing is, you just need mat time, you know, and that's what they got to get to. So the more duels you can get them out there too, and in tournaments where you can wrestle hopefully two or three times, that's a bonus. So you just got to get them on the mat. They got to learn, got to take their bumps and bruises, but it's a growing process.
Two coaches this year as Drew Strand takes over the girls. They separate the girls from the boys. Matt Goth, still the head coach of the boys. And I know Coach Goth, he was the head coach for both when girls became sanctioned. He said his goal was get the program established enough where we need a second coach. They made the move last spring, hiring Coach Strand, who had pretty much been coaching the girls anyway. Anytime the girls went a different place than the boys, Coach Strand is the one who went with them.
Well, exactly. And we talked about that before, that it's growing, you know, and people got to realize it's statewide. These towns are starting to pick up more and more girls' programs and stuff like that, so you need a separate coach to run that deal and do it separately. Keep them separate. And I tell you what, we're growing. Like out there in the Rapid City, they had so many girls out there, they took four mats just to cover them. So that's a plus.
Talk to both coaches, Coach Strand, Coach Gobb. Those interviews coming up. We'll take this time out on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Getting set for our duel here tonight here on Tigers Mitchell Colonels High School Wrestling, Mitchell High School Gym, talking with Matt Goth, head boys coach for the Huron Tigers. And coach, been a pretty fast and furious start to the season, Watertown duels, and they always the busy weekend, Rapid City. Just general thoughts, what have you seen so far?
Overall, we've been wrestling pretty good. We have some inexperienced kids getting varsity matches, which is good. Wrestled some pretty tough teams when we were in Watertown, and then moving out to Rapid with 40-some teams out there, we really got a good taste of where we're at right now, just looking to improve as the season goes, and hopefully we get our guys some quality matches here tonight so we can keep improving and get ready for the push after Christmas break.
Now, Rapid City, Moses Gross did win a title there, and really that was the objective. You knew he would, you knew it would be tough just because it's such tough competition, but you knew he'd have a chance.
Yep, Moses wrestled a good tournament, wrestled another state champion in the finals, and I was able to come out on top in a close match. Other than that, we had some other kids wrestle deep into the tournament. Brian Ramirez was a match away from placing, and Lado So also placed on JV. So we had some kids make it deep in a match, into the tournament on a very tough tournament like Rapid, where you're 30-some guys start the day, and only eight are placing. So happy where we were to see some of the growth there.
You know, and before that Rapid City invite, I have to mention, too, you did have some duels there, including a couple of Sioux Falls schools that you normally don't see. It was kind of nice you're able to put that together.
Yeah, usually we wrestle Stevens and Central, but they moved us to the two Sioux Falls schools that we don't see. So it was nice to get some competition like that out there. We dropped a close one to Sioux Falls Jefferson, which is a solid team this year, and we beat Roosevelt, so it was good to see new competition that we don't usually see throughout the year.
And then just talk about your lineup some. We mentioned a couple of guys already, but overall, you mentioned right at the beginning, there is a lot of inexperience. It's good just to get kids a lot of matches here early on.
Yep, so we're starting off with Carter Nelson at 106. He's a freshman. He's a small 106-pounder, just starting to fill that weight. He's still a little small. And hopefully we have a couple of good matches. He dropped a couple close ones to some rated kids early this year, which I think we can get back with a little bit more experience. Ryder Sleetslog is at 113 tonight for us. Hopefully he has two varsity wins this year, and hopefully we can add on to that. Creighton, his brother's up at 120 tonight. He wrestled well last year, was an alternate for the state tournament, and hopefully we get him rolling later in the year. Brady Meyer, a state qualifier, is at 126 tonight. Had a win against Mitchell earlier this year. Hopefully we can get another win there. We're going to be open at 132 tonight. Aiden Zavetsky's at 138. He's a senior. He's been with us for 4 years now, wrestling on varsity. He's really starting to show. He's another one that wrestled deep into the tournament at Rapid. Lado So, he wrestled JV 150 at the Rapid invite in place, and now able to get down to 144, so hopefully we get some wins early on with him. Moses will be at 150 tonight. Hopefully he can get us rolling for the back half of the duel. Griffin Storm, another junior, getting some varsity experience. Ryan Flory also getting varsity experience this year. Char Serb at 175 is rated right now in the state, and hopefully we can get a good matchup today against a solid Mitchell kid. And Damu, he's out tonight with injury. Brian Ramirez, state place winner from last year, is down at 215 this year. Hopefully get a good match there tonight. And Sirwa is wrestling heavyweight this year.
And talk about Mitchell. You did wrestle them at Watertown, picked up a 42-31 win. I know they had a few open weights that day and kind of waiting to see what their lineup's going to look like now.
Yeah, it should be a pretty close duel tonight. I think they're filling some more weight classes than they did last time, so we'll have a couple of swing matches in there that we'll see where they go. Excuse me. Where they go, and hopefully we can come out on top tonight.
Matt Goth, head coach of the Huron Tiger Boys, timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Fortby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends. This Huron Tiger moment, multi-state champion Huron Tiger wrestlers. Huron has had a total of 10 wrestlers who have won multiple state championships. Dustin Walraven leads the way, winning 4 times. 3-time winners include Dale Westberg and Brad Robinson. And 2-time winners, Ron Baum, Gene Taylor, Josh Salmon, Ryan O'Connor, Derek Walraven, Kane Glanzer, and Tyson Lean.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue our pregame. We talk with Drew Strand, now head girls coach for the Huron Tigers. Again, first year that the coaching duties are split with girls and boys. And Drew, early part of the season, but yet the girls have got a lot of wrestling here in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of dove right into it. We started practice out, and it's been just a huge benefit just to be able to have our own separate room and kind of go at our own pace with all these new girls. But they've done a fantastic job of just jumping in and really starting and getting a feel for what wrestling is for some of these girls.
You know, and especially going out to Rapid City last week, just like the boys, there's a ton of wrestlers there. There's a lot of quality out there. So as much as anything, getting some experience and the fact that Shaylee Saw did a place was a nice little bonus as well.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, she wanted to do a little better than she could have. But, you know, fantastic of just going out there. Like you said, there's so many teams out there, probably the biggest tournament in the state, you know. So just to being out there to get things like that and understand those things, just huge benefit for our girls. And would have been nice. We had 4 girls make it into Saturday, and I know a lot of people don't even make it into day 2 out there. So just an all-around good tournament and good experience for our girls.
Now as we look at activity here in Mitchell tonight, do have some matchups tonight, but that's the way it's always going to be. Most teams are still working on getting their lineups set or just getting full lineups, but I know you feel good with the lineup you can put out on the floor each night.
Yeah, I mean, we feel good about trying to move around, and, you know, once the girls gets into it, you know, like I told Goth this year, I go, there's ways that we could kind of bump girls around to kind of fill the whole thing if we wanted to win a team duel, but for right now, girls are just individual, and the duels really don't matter anything to us, not having a duels tournament. So hopefully one day in the future they'll get those team duels for girls and we'll have that competitiveness just like it happens for boys.
You know, and then it is here on Mitchell, but again, kind of the way we work it here, McCook Central Montrose has a girl here, I believe, and, you know, sometimes, you know, if it's a program with not a lot of kids, they're just searching to get a chance to wrestle anywhere.
Yep, I mean, they're just trying to find matches, and, you know, it's nice to be able to. You know, unfortunately, we don't have a girl that weighs 120 pounds to go with her, but, you know, moving our girls around to give them experience and see what it's like. So, you know, just all around, just that's what girls is going to have to do right now, just support one another and just keep moving forward.
Drew Strand, head coach of the Huron Tiger Girls, timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Not using your timeshare like you thought you would, and you'd like to get rid of it, but you're not sure how to go about it. And all of a sudden, you receive a call from a company saying that they have a purchaser for your timeshare if you'd like to sell it now. In order to do this, you'll have to pay a listing cost of $4,000 and small closing costs, and you'll be rid of your timeshare. You need to be skeptical if you receive this call. There is typically no buyer, and all they're going to do is take your $4,000. If you've been victimized by this type of scam, call Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And we're back here getting set to start our duel, and actually starting our duel with a non-Huron wrestler, as there's one girl here from McCook Central Montrose trying to get some matches in. She's wrestling a girl from Mitchell, so that's our official start here. We don't know either one of them are because we don't have them up here on track. But again, McCook Central Montrose, I imagine, just trying to get their program established where they can get somebody, get their girl a chance to wrestle. They're going
to
do it.
Well, exactly. That's what you got to do. And again, hats off to Mitchell and our Tigers letting them come out here. That's what you need. Need mat time. Plain and simple. That's what they got to do.
Yeah, this McCook Central Montrose girl, she's already wrestled once. It's their second match, and she's going to get one more again, I assume, against another Huron girl. She opened the JV with a win over a Huron girl. So, again, girls still in its growth, but we're also getting about our fourth year, if I remember right. So,
pretty close to that.
I mean, there was one full-time girls' head wrestling coach, then there were two, and Coach Strand, I think, was the fourth one to be named as a girls' coach, but after that, there were several more, and I think just nearly all of Class A, because it's wrestling, nearly all of Class A does have at least ESD, Sioux Falls schools, I presume. I know ESD pretty much just about all has separate coaches now.
Well, and then it's grown that much. You know, that's the beauty of the sport. You know, they start out with hardly anything there, and they just kept growing and growing. That's what you're after. And there's a few of those schools out west that are just were tough early, and so was Pierre, you know, and Harrisburg, you know, them guys like that. They got the numbers, and the others are slowly following along, and we're growing every week, you know, getting another one here, another one there. So it's great to see that numbers keep increasing across the board.
Okay, now I just found where we're at because on track wrestling, so I was looking at the wrong page there, but. The girl from McCook Central Montrose is Alexis Bryan, and she defeated Shaylee Saw, Huron's best wrestler by fall. They're back at 6 o'clock, so now she's wrestling with a Mitchell girl, obviously, but we'll be getting our Huron girls going here shortly. Bottom line is, again, and everybody a chance to wrestle where you can.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, as much mat time as you can give them, that's what they need to do, and that's where the tournament, you know, she can go along by herself, and you can slide her right in there. So that's perfect when you get to those options, too.
I say we have an injury out there already with for the McCook Central Montrose girls, so that stops us here as we're late in the first period. And the McCook Central Montrose girl, and I guess I could actually just look up her name here instead of saying the McCook Central Montrose girl, but she is... still on the wrong page. Trying to do two things at once, and we know how much fun that can be. So.
For me, it's not an option.
Yeah, that's true. So she...
Well, it looks like she had her hand taped before and must have jammed it or something like that.
Like they're kind of working on the left wrist, and for some reason, Steve Peters thinks he's a paramedic now as he's come out on the mat.
Well, he's everything.
Yeah.
He's been around a few of those bumps and bruises like that. And what they do is probably just do the buddy system, tape it together and see if she can go. And she might have dislocated it, and there's only one way to do that. You got to pop it back in, and that's not really friendly.
Make it hurt as much as possible, basically.
Yep, so, exactly.
Well, let's see. And get him. Okay, Alexis Bryant is the McCook Central Montrose girl, and trainer is out looking at her now. She's leading 5-1. Over the Mitchell girl.
Yep, there goes the tape.
And And I have finally found the matchups there for the Huron girls. They didn't have anything on there before. But Huron, I think we'll see. I'm just doing a quick count here. Huron girls will get four, probably five matches, maybe six here. There's a couple of open weights. A couple girls won't wrestle. One girl not here today either. So. And we are back to wrestling here, too, now for the Mitchell McCook Central Montrose. So from my understanding, Huron and Mitchell will then start wrestling after this for their part of the duel with the girls and then probably go right to the boys after that. And you know, that's one thing I think they're still working on timing, how to do these duels now, with, especially with the girls' roster starting to increase. I know you said on the way down, you expect some point it'll just be split.
It has to. You know, you have to do that, separate them out. And I see more like, you know, triangulars or quads because to get in the, you don't have the numbers yet, but you got enough to get separated out. And that way there you could intermix and make sure that they get at least two or three matches a night. And that's what you need to keep working towards. Matches, mat time as you can get for them.
Starting the second period, and the McCook Central Montrose girl leading 5-3 here. Bryant, there's a false start. Still early season. You see a lot more of those false starts, it seems like, this time of year.
Oh, exactly. You know, you got to get through the month of December, you know, and that. And, you know, the officials need a month of December to get underneath their belt to get themselves, you know, familiar with the things going again and all that stuff, too.
Officials for our game are Jeremy Imers and Jason Greenway. They are the law on the mat and backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Brian from McCook Central Montrose just got a takedown. Thought we're going to maybe get a in position there for a pin, but
she also got two backs, too.
Also 7-3 now, so there you go. We got half Nelson in there now as the Bryant girl from McCook Central Montrose trying to hook under that arm and get the roll, but Mitchell girl trying to spread her base and just about got her hooked up there, but didn't quite get the legs round enough, quick enough there, and now getting to the edge of the mat.
She's like, trying to throw that half to the outside, but if she goes with that, she's going to be out of the bounds here anyway shortly, so.
Still kind of working out there, and 1 minute to go here in the second period. They go off the mat with a 7-3 lead for the Cook Central Montrose. Get your views on the change in weight classes this year. We are the same as before, 106 through 138. Then it changes after that, 144, 150, 157, 165, 175, 190, 215, 285. And I think a lot of research goes into that as they are just trying to find a... where more teams have more kids, and obviously the middleweights is probably where there are more kids.
Well, you know, I remember one time we were at 138, 142. You know, we bounced around through there. And, you know, you just got to get with it. And then I think part of it you got to look at in there is the health of the kids. You know, you don't want them cutting a lot of weight. They've already put that kind of that checking the fat count on them, I guess, not right terminology, but... You're doing all that, so they're doing more things to keep them healthy, and that's a good thing.
And it has been a while since the weight classes have changed. I think goes back a dozen years or more.
They don't do it very fast, you know, and you can't. You know, you got to be very careful when you do that, and you got to talk about it for probably 2 or 3 years before you ever get to the point, you know, and you got to get all the coaches' input, and that's not always the easiest to get all that knowledge to combine.
Well, coaches will look at it like what the roster is right now.
Yeah, and that's not the way you got to look at it, you know. And it's easy to say that, you know. I think, you know, when you get those kids that can, the more kids you can get out on the mat, you know, if you got a bunch of them that were bottlenecked up at different weights and that's here, you just kind of move them around, get it to fit.
Oh, you know, and that's just the way rosters go. I know Coach Goff, when I talked to him for the first time this year, he said he liked the number of kids he has in the room, but unfortunately he has a lot of kids at certain weights and then others where there's not a lot. But that happens every year. I think I go back to Kane Glanzer. That's probably a good one. He ended up being a two-time state champion for Huron, but I think like eighth grade and freshman year, he had a hard time wrestling at his weight just because of the depth we had at the lower weights at that time.
Well, exactly. You know, and you do get, they get bunched. That's just what happens. It depends on where you're at, what your kids are going through, how many you got where. But, you know, it was back when I was doing it, we had, you know, 98. as the bottom. Them days are history. You know, they went to 103, and you still couldn't get kids down there. You had to go to middle school to get those kids down there, you know. So it makes sense. It makes sense what they're doing.
Right now, the Mitchell girl has the Cook Central girl in trouble. Oh, she does get down on her, over on her belly, but match tightens up now 10-7 with a minute to go here for Bryant from a Cook Central Montrose. Again, I haven't seen for sure who the girl is for Mitchell, but bottom line is they're...
We've got a good one.
Got a good one here. Well, like I said, Bryant from a Cook Central Montrose, she took care of Shaylee Saw, who is our bait. In theory, our best girls wrestler, you know, certainly the most experienced one, and pinned her in the first period.
Well, and this girl from Mitchell looks really good to me, too. So I think they knew what they were, when they paired them up, that's what they were doing. And.
Oh, gee. Mitchell girl let her up and then just waited, and all of a sudden that gave an opening for McCook Central. She got a takedown. Now it's 12-7.
Yeah, it's pretty much, that should be, well, there 18 seconds left. That pretty much iced it. But if you're Mitchell, you had to go for broke here. You weren't going to get anything else.
So getting down, 10 seconds to go. Hey, we got mat tappers. I thought we had buzzers.
Well, I noticed that earlier that you wouldn't hear the buzzer in this place anyway.
Yeah, this is true. So... end of the match, it'll be a 12-7 win for the McCook Central Montrose girl. It's a 14-7, I believe. Well, they're not going to put it up, but there was 2 points awarded to somebody there right at the end. Now I think we will see the Huron Tigers get out on the mat now. We'll see for sure. Sep Gay will start things off against Michaela Linke of Mitchell. If we're going by what I see here on my... track wrestling. Boy, that girl from McCook Central, the Montrose, is in some pain.
You can tell that she's not, that's a hurting unit right there.
I got the trainer there, and yep, here we go. So we're ready for Huron Tiger Wrestling now. Sep Gay for Huron, Michaela Linke for Mitchell to wrestle at 100 pounds. Sep is a freshman. Don't have a program here to look up Michaela Linke, but again, we start underway. And,
freshman.
He's a freshman. Okay, you're in charge of that now.
Oh, gosh.
Right now, going ear to ear. They're kind of almost doing a ring around the rosy thing, just trying to get the hand control in the middle. Huron in the orange singlet. Mitchell in the black. And Huron, either young or old, there's not many in between. There's a freshman and there's seniors in the Huron lineup. Not a lot in between.
Well, they're growing pains, you know. They'll fill them in. They got plenty of time to do that.
Well, realistically, Huron lost a very solid senior class with the girls led by Eller Clay, who in many ways kind of got the program going.
What a headlock.
Nice headlock and a takedown by Sep Gay. And she's got Linke on her back. Sep Gay, a sweet move. Now, Linke does get back on her stomach and gets out of it, but what a nice takedown by Gay.
Did she set that up beautiful? Nice hip action, just flipped it away, it went.
So now both wrestlers back on their feet. A lot of action, but just a 2-1 lead for Sep Gay of Huron.
That score can't be right either. It's got to be at least five. Got to have two takedown and two back at least.
I think should have got some back points on that. We'll check and see. 45 seconds to go in the first period. And a 2-1 lead for Sep Gay of Huron against Michaela Linke of Mitchell. There's a single leg shot. Nice recovery by Gay, but she can't quite finish it. We're back on her feet again with 27 seconds to go. Linke gets a nice takedown and rolls Gay through, and it's 3-2. I don't know if we're going to get those back.
Evidently might not.
For Gay, it's 3-2. Linke now, and she gets the takedown with 13 seconds to go in the first period.
I think she's trying to do a cradle, but she's not going to get that hooked up. Got a hand behind the back, trying to crank her over.
And
time.
Yep, time ran out. Gay was in a bad position, just about going her back. Now, Coach Strand, I think, is coming over to question what you were talking about, why Sep Gay only has the 2 points. And Coach Strand coming to the scorer's table, and I presume the discussion is what you were talking about.
There's got to be at least two there.
I think there was not.
And I don't think Drew was buying the explanation either.
Yeah, I don't think Drew's still happy with it.
No. And either is Coach Peters. I could read that body language a mile away.
3-2 lead for Linke here as we start the second period. Both wrestlers again on their feet. Linke gets into that single leg as they spin.
Cross face, finish it up. Oh, she had it right there, and she turned her loose.
So we're back on her feet again, just trying to get the hand control. And a backing up on Gay. Gay has control of one arm there, but otherwise, Linky goes for that single leg again.
Got to throw her hips back and get out of there.
Bob Linky just curled through her, took her down, and getting in some back points here now. And Seth Gay's had some issues, win by foul. Minute 43, Michaela Linky comes back to win it by foul at a minute 43 at 100 pounds. We'll take the timeout of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, we move to 107. Allison Tilburg for Mitchell and Natu Yee, Natu of Huron. And right off the bat, Tilburg comes out aggressive. But a nice reversal and a throw by two. Two throws her again. She's coming out aggressive.
Oh, boy. Hook's coming over.
Look at her go. She's got her head back.
Arch, you got it. There we go.
By fall, minute 21 seconds. Win by fall. Natu, a senior, came out hard, came out strong, and we are tied at six. 6-6, we're tied. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, tied at six if we're keeping points. They haven't put any points up on the scoreboard here. Now a little confusion at the scorer's bench. What I show is Shaylee Saw with no opponent for Mitchell.
Well, what we got is she didn't have her shoes back on.
Ah, okay. And now she does.
Yeah.
So Shaylee Saw will get a forfeit.
114 pounds, Jamie
Saw. So Huron takes the lead 12-6. Now Huron's open for, well, we'll see if Huron comes out with somebody now. We didn't have anybody listed at 120.
120 pounds.
Liliana Luque of Mitchell.
Aleska Rodriguez
will wrestle for the Huron Tigers. So we were originally open here at 120, but now we do have a wrestler. And right away, Luque comes out and takes Rodriguez right down and going to work.
Got the cradle, got it hooked up, and back.
And now got her in the cradle. It's tight. Rodriguez trying to kick her way out of it, but she's not moving all. Win by fall in 18 seconds for Liliana Luque, and we're tied at 12. So we've had three pins and a forfeit so far. We'll take a break here of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
At 26 pounds.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here. We had a forfeit for Huron and an open weight for both teams at 132, so no score for anybody, 132. Saigle now ready to wrestle at 138. And Tiana Betton will wrestle for Mitchell as we move on to a 138. And right away, both girls being aggressive, trying to get inside.
I sure like the way we come out firing. I really like that. Here comes a headlock again.
And take it straight down and say Glaze. She tried to throw first, ends up with the takedown.
Rock it back, rock it
back.
That's
the takedown, now trying to get her. She got one arm swipe, but not enough to get back points.
Yeah, he's got two fingers now. We're going to get at least two out of it.
Oh, we're going to get two. Okay, so four.
There goes back again. There we go.
Now she's got her on her back. Say Glaze.
Arch it in there.
Has her in there tight. And
there we go.
Just gave it in. 35 seconds. Say Glaze with the pin. We're moving by quickly here. Now tied at 18. We'll take a timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
145. Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we are back here. Kaylee Bowden gets a win by forfeit. 145, both teams open at 165. And 185, Taylor DeYoung on the mat for Mitchell. And Paula Fernandez, freshman for the Huron Tigers. I think this is going to be our last match for the girls, if I'm reading everything right here.
Well, I see one more sitting over there, I think.
Well, we got another forfeit time.
Okay, there we go.
So now it's Fernandez for Huron, DeYoung for Mitchell. Both girls pushing each other, forehead to forehead. Just underway. Now they release, engage again, ear to ear. Now going head to head. DeYoung trying to pull down. Now DeYoung gets in on the leg on Fernandez.
Now keep hopping there.
Well, Fernandez trying to keep her balance as DeYoung has the leg up and now finally does take her down. Take down Mitchell, and DeYoung leads 2-0.
Get right out, get your base, doing a good job there. You got to come right back out the back door.
Oh, nice escape there for Fernandez, and she's on the board. It's 2-1. Both wrestlers back on their feet.
And she's doing a great job of pushing in there. She just got to change her levels, go down below, and pick a leg. It's sitting right out there for her to grab.
Doing a lot of shadow wrestling right now, just pushing and pulling. Now, DeYoung gets in on the single leg, but runs out of real estate. Goes out, and back comes back to the middle of the mat with 51 seconds to go in the first period.
Now, if he keeps pushing like that, just snap her down, go around. You got two right there.
DeYoung, a deep single leg, and she'll get the takedown as Fernandez kind of curls into the ball now, trying to get that far side cradle in. Fernandez, a good job of flattening out. But headlock is in right now, getting the cradle.
Turn over.
DeYoung turns Fernandez over. Here comes back points. Trying to get her in on the pin, and the clock won't help. Minute 35, win by fall. Taylor DeYoung of Mitchell. And we're tied at 24, and I think all we have left is a forfeit for Caitlin Flory, and that would end the duel here, I believe, so we'll just keep it right here as Flory is up, and Caitlin Flory coming to check in, and I think this would end things and take us to the boys. Huron boys are not out on the mat right now. And forfeit win, so Huron will win the duel here 30-24. So now the Huron boys are coming out. Now here's where we don't exactly know how we do this. Is there a delay, or do the boys just come out and start wrestling? Girls are shaking hands.
I think you got to give them, 5 minutes or whatever it is. You sure you've been warmed up before. I just got to kind of re-loosen yourself up and get your game face on and go from there. But that's work in progress. That's something they got to figure out on these deals, how they're going to handle it.
Well, they're announcing 106 pounds. We'll see if that's what they're going to do here for the boys. I got to change over to my other screen here on my laptop for track. So Huron wins the girls' duel 30-26.
Well, it looks like we're going to go right away.
Yep, we're having the captain's meeting. Yep, so it looks like we will start up right away here. So, and again, starting at 106 pounds. And right away, Carter Nelson, the freshman's already set, ready to go, even though we're having the flip here for the two teams. But, yep, we are going to jump right away in and continue wrestling here and start the boys' side of the duel.
I would like to see this. We got an experienced official here, and he's got a young man starting with him. And that's what you do. You have him do the JVs. That's how you bring him along, and now he's your assistant in the big match.
Yeah, it's good to have another set of eyes.
You want that. Anything we do in a tournament situation, we do that all the time.
So Carter Nelson, freshman on the mat for Huron now as we start the boys' duel. Blaze Savigny on the mat for the Mitchell Colonels, head-to-head here right now. Coach Goff said before the season, Carter Nelson's one he's got some hopes for. He's a good wrestler and thinks that he's just going to continue to improve and see how things start off here. What's Savigny? Nelson is a freshman.
Let's see. Where are we at here?
Savigny starts with S.
Okay, I got a... I'm going to say 7th grader and 8th grader.
Okay.
I got Blaze and Titus, so either
this
one.
This is Blaze.
Okay, yeah, that's the 8th grader.
Okay, 8th grader against a freshman. No score here. We've wrestled about 40 seconds here at 106 pounds.
Nobody's really made a shot here. It's kind of, you know, about normal. You got to kind of try to feel each other out here, but you got to slowly start, got to work into something, get something set up, and go with it.
You know, young wrestlers, too, that makes a difference as well. Right now, still going ear to ear.
Oh, nice shot.
Nice single leg by Nelson.
Got good near deep penetration.
Now, Savigny gets a hold of his leg, and that's kind of saving him right now.
Just keep scooting with that.
Nelson keeps spinning it. Now, Savigny, a nice counter, and he may get the actual takedown.
I think he's going to get that leg hook if he gets it hooked. But he hasn't gave up the leg on the backside, and we got the leg on the front side here.
Well, we're tangled up, and still no score here, even though now Savigny has the better position. Now he lets go.
Well, it should be two there.
Yep, there it is, the takedown now. Yep, Savigny takes a 2-0 lead on Nelson.
Out. Now we're scooting out. Pop your head, and you got two.
Nelson trying to pop his head out, and there it is, the reversal. And we're tied at two.
And back points, here we go.
Nelson trying to get the tilt here. Going to run out of time with 6 seconds to go here in the first period. And we get to the end of the first. We're tied at two at 106 pounds. Again, we have a buzzer, but they're still using the mat tapper.
I think you need to do that here because
yeah,
it could get rocking pretty quick.
It is loud because I've experienced that many times playing volleyball here.
Good first period for us.
Yep, tied at two here at 106 pounds. These teams did wrestle in Watertown here on winning 42-31, but Mitchell, I think, had some open weights that day that they don't have now. Second period was Savigny riding on Nelson. Nelson widens the base from underneath.
Keep working himself up.
Nelson up
walk
on his
out.
Feet, trying to break through, and does get the escape. 3-2 lead, Carter Nelson. Both wrestlers on their feet now, just doing the hand jive, trying to get a good position. Now go forehead to forehead. Shot by Savigny, but swing and a miss, and they're back on their feet ear to ear now. Little push there by Nelson. Somebody lost something there.
Yeah, something flew out of there, yeah.
Still wrestling though, so it doesn't matter. Shot by Nelson. Savigny, a nice counter.
Got to come around there with Nelson. Take your time. Reach around. Get your hand on the waist. There you go.
There you go, and he gets the takedown, and Carter Nelson goes up 5-2.
You got to keep his legs split there and work off of that.
Nelson getting in on the headlock there.
There's a half coming over.
Use the power, and just about got him over.
There we go.
Back points for Carter Nelson. Savini trying to bridge out of it.
Boy, he's got a good bridge going there, too.
He got at least two out of this, if not three on the back points. Now the bridge is gone. And Nelson continues to hold Savini in there tight. 33 seconds to go in the second period. Savini able to roll back on his belly, and there's the three. And Nelson goes up 8-2. 22 seconds to go in the second period.
Good second period for us so far.
So right now, see if he can score, but otherwise don't give up anything here with 12 seconds to go.
Stay right with it. Doing a great job of riding him here. Finish out the period. Doing a great job with it.
4.3 seconds to go, and I think Carter is content just to let it go to the third period. It does. 8-2 lead. Carter Nelson as we head now to the third period. Again, the girls' duel just completed with Huron winning 30-24. You get some forfeits in there. I know Mitchell, I think Huron had two or three. I guess I got it right here. Mitchell had one forfeit. Huron had three. We start the third period. Now Carter Nelson has to ride out.
There's going to be a caution coming.
Caution, false start on Carter Nelson, I believe.
Yep.
More having the arms wrong, hands wrong, I think. Now we begin wrestling here in the third period, rolling out Savini, but Nelson stays on top, continues to ride it out, leading 8-2 here, starting the third period.
Now for Nelson, you got to stay with him, but you got to make sure you go out to one side or the other. You got to kind of expose yourself and try to turn him, otherwise they're going to nail you, get the stalling going. Shin drop him right there. Get your back points.
He gets in on the headlock now, still riding him out. Trying to
power half, and Savini countered that. He's going to go back to the drawing board and start again.
Now trying to hook the leg in is Nelson. He keeps changing. He goes arm to leg, trying to find a opening.
There's his cradle.
Oh,
he's got her hooked.
Tight.
And he got it quick. Just be patient with it. Got a lot of time here to work.
He's got that cradle in tight. Now rolls Savini back. And he's getting more back points now. Not really a pin combination at this point. I think he's got the three now. And then Savini gets back on his stomach.
He's got to rake the hands to get the... There we go. There's the back
three,
point.
And it's 11-2 Carter Nelson with 47 seconds to go in the match.
Now here you go. Here's the guy doing a cross face. Going to walk him around with that. Maybe go into a two-on-one. But be patient with it. You got short clock here, and you got a good score ahead of you.
Just kind of working off the side there, still hooked in. Now Savini gets on his...
Cradles up again.
Nelson has the leg hooked in. Trying to tip. 16 seconds to go. Boy, this third period is flowing by. I don't think we've had a whistle.
That's the thing. They stayed in the circle and they kept moving. He's trying to hook that cradle. He ain't going to get it. He ain't going to get it this time.
5 seconds to go, but still a 9-point. That's an extra bonus point for the team. Carter Nelson will win at 106 pounds. 11-2. Huron goes up 4-0. Timeout 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We moved to 113 pounds. Ryder Sleedslog, eighth grader for Huron. Cal Hofer for Mitchell. No score here, 30 seconds in.
He's a freshman.
Hofer's a freshman. On our feet here now, and still no score. Like Hofer, a nice little switch. He gets behind and does get the takedown, 2-0. Cal Hofer of Mitchell.
Well, he really pulled him by real quick and got the two.
A 2-0 lead here now for Cal Hofer. They're right at the edge of the circle. And Siegelog really hasn't been able to get a whole lot going here.
And Hofer's trying to drag him back in. He's trying to hook up something.
It needs a little more mat room.
Yep. If you're sheesh log, you want to keep working to get out of this. You're kind of getting in trouble there. That's going to be your help right there.
I got the cradle hooked in. Holper now trying to tip it. And so far, Siegslog's kept the base wide enough where he couldn't get the tip. Now he gets up on all fours, but a roll there by Siegslog, or by Holper, excuse me. Still at the edge of the mat. Now Siegslog gets off the mat, and there they go. So 2-0 lead for Holper, and Ryder's got to feel well that it's not...
Oh, exactly.
He's not down by more than 2-0 because Holper was close.
Now, Siegslog, you can't sit down there. You got to get the hand control away from him. There's a cheap tilt.
And I'm going to get back points here now for Holper. Got at least two out of that as Siegslog gets back to his stomach.
He gave that move up. Now he's going back into something else.
4-0 now for Holper. 4 seconds to go in the first period. And that will end the first period. 4-0 lead. For Cale Holper of Mitchell over Ryder Siegslog of Mitchell. We're at under 13 pounds. Actually started where you're supposed to, at the bottom of the lineup.
I love it there.
So start the second period, and Holper will be in the down position. Siegslog's going to have to try and get something going from up top. Ride it out. Ryder riding. That works.
There you go. Trying to three-quarter Nelson.
Well, gets a nice headlock in there. Now, if he can tilt it, he can get something out of it. But Holper able to fight out of it. Boy, he had it started, couldn't finish it.
Well, he got off to the side like that. The three-quarter Nelson, you got to kind of keep him square so you can suck him underneath. And Holper got off to the side and blew that one apart.
Holper on his feet and very close to the reversal now. Siegslog has the one hand in there, and that's probably saving him at this point. Now he lets go, and there's the reversal, and it is 6-0. Cale Holper of Mitchell.
Looks like he's got a chicken wing on the one side, coming over on the other side, doing a bar arm. And he's going to come out and walk it or go to a double-double.
Kind of riding him out. Siegslog's done a good job of countering most everything Holper's done, but boy, got that chicken wing in tight. That is a
Eric's come
wing.
Out of that. Face him up.
Trying to get back on his feet if he can pop his head off, but now it looks like Holper's got something else planned. Puts the leg in.
Holper did a great job of staying right with him.
And Holper again trying to get that tilt. Goes off to the side. Now Siegslog goes basically in the ball.
He's got to keep that base wide. He can't stay like that very long. It's going to be easy for Holper to crank him into something.
28 seconds to go, second period, 6-0 lead. Cale Holper of Mitchell at 113 pounds. Again, working that arm as Holper trying to flip Siegslog.
He's got a chicken wing on the one side, going back for the bar arm, going to try to walk it. If you're Siegslog, you got to get that base to spread as wide as you can and post the leg off.
5-4 seconds to go here in the
doing a great job of countering.
And we head to the third period, 6-0 lead Holper, but again, from Siegslog's standpoint, he's got to be feeling well. He's only down 6-0. He's still within striking distance.
Oh, absolutely.
But he's got to make a move, and he goes on his feet here for the third period.
And you got to be quick. We just got to keep driving. Got to be relentless here.
Tried from the single leg. Nice counter.
Throw through. Get it. There
Holper,
we go.
The
hook it in. Hook it in.
By Siegslog. He's got Holper on his back.
Get it hooked in. Get it
down. He got some back points out of it. Gets himself back into the mat. Should be 6-5, I think, shouldn't it?
Yes, it should.
They got 6-3, now 8-3 is quickly a reversal there for Holper.
Yeah, like Siegslog was doing, he was being aggressive. That's what he had to do here.
But now he's in trouble as Holper's got him on his back. See if he's got the pin combination hook right at the edge of the circle. The official looking. The three is there. But Holper's going for the pin now with a minute 15 to go in the mat.
Siegslog, keep scooting. You're getting there.
They're just about off the mat, but not far enough. And Holper kind of looked at his coach to say, where am I at? Siegslog trying to get on his stomach, but now just a little tighter by Holper. Inside of a minute to go, but Holper's got it as tight as he can get it, I think.
Siegslog just got to keep rocking. That's all he can do. There he goes. Brought his shoulder up again.
45, 44. And now Hofer readjusts, but Seedslog more on his side now, has his hips turned, and that's saving him from the pin. It's 11-5. They just haven't given the three back points.
There we do it again.
And Seedslog just doing everything he can to stay off the mat, bridging out, and gets off the mat. But there's Seedslog still on the mat. The Huron coaches are saying he's off.
Well, with the sealed Mitch, you can't pin him out there, I don't think, if I'm right.
Okay. And now they are off, so that was a long time to get three, for Cal over to get 3 points.
Oh, exactly.
So Seedslog did one job there. He stayed off his back, saved bonus points for the time being. And back to wrestling again, roll through by Seedslog, 4:03 to go. And I think that's where we're going to end up, Cal Hofer.
Good match.
An 11-5 win over Ryder Seedslog here on lead 4-3. Timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Lease vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New day, same great service.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We moved to 120. Noah Bennett for Mitchell and Creighton Seedslog, brother of Ryder, sophomore for the Huron Tigers. Last year he was CJ. This year he's Creighton. Bennett being very aggressive. He is really coming out like a tornado, but there's no score here 30 seconds in.
Bennett's an eighth grader.
Ah.
There we go.
There's Seedslog, gets him down, gets the takedown, kind of drove him in. And quickly, Bennett trying to sit his way out, and we have potentially dangerous as Seedslog was trying to set up a trip. 2-0 lead Seedslog, and he'll ride here now at early in the first period. 4-3 lead here on in the duel. Bennett again stands up. Seedslog gets him back down to the mat and riding it out. Has the bear hug on him there from behind now, trying to get a tilt. Bennett, though, able to counter it.
There's a kind of trying to chin drop. Got scooted out away from that. Looks like he's got a chicken wing out, trying to bar him on the one side. No luck there.
Bennett up on his feet, and he'll get the escape. Seedslog let him go, and it's a 2-1 lead. Now quick single leg there by Bennett. Nice counter by Creighton, but nope. Bennett stays with it, and he'll get the takedown. And just like that, Noah Bennett leads 3-2. Bennett now riding with Seedslog underneath, and Bennett works the arm in there.
For Seedslog, you just got to get your base underneath you. Get up, scoot out of there, keep moving. Don't sit with him.
Well, just staying with it right now, and 10 seconds to go here in the first period. Either wrestler wants to give up points here right at the end. Seedslog got up on his feet briefly. Now Bennett just kind of smothering him, and we get to the end of the first period. And a 3-2 lead for Noah Bennett of Mitchell. Start the second period, and Seedslog will take the down position, so referee's position. And Bennett will be riding here to start the second period. In the second period, and the Seedslog strategy is there from the bottom. Bennett started with a leg. Now he comes back up underneath the arms.
Seedslog, the back door's open there. You just got to kind of get your hips up underneath of you and have him push you up.
And he's got on his four leg. Boy, almost looks like he's getting away, but Bennett able to take him down near the edge of the circle. Kind of screened out by the official, but Seedslog still is underneath, and Bennett, boy, Bennett keeps changing right to left from behind, and they go off the mat.
Yeah, he stays aggressive, you know, and that makes it a little harder for you to counter what's going on there, but you got to keep moving. That's the big thing.
3-2 lead for Noah Bennett over Creighton Seedslog of Huron. and resume wrestling. And Bennett again just kind of working off the side, has a control of a leg there as Creighton trying to crawl out of it, but Bennett has control of the leg. And now we have a stalling call against Mitchell, and the official had a word for one of the Huron coaches, I think. It is a caution for a stall against Mitchell. Now Mitchell's coach wants a explanation on it as well. And the official called the stall, but do you usually call the stall and then whistle it dead too?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
It depends on where you're at in the deal. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I've seen that very often.
If he's working towards gaining points, you do not.
Oh, okay.
But if there was nothing going on, you stop it and restart him.
Okay. So that was a caution. They fall out of bounds, coming right off the whistle. 1 minute to go in the second period, and a 3-2 lead for Noah Bennett of Mitchell.
Now for Cecilaw, you keep popping up there, but if you keep just going down to your legs, that's stalling again.
Siegslaw continues to work from underneath. Trying to get up on all fours. Bennett keeps changing, now has the arm around the hip. And there's the roll.
Now step over. Step
roll
over.
Siegslaw just about has the reversal, but one arm up there, and Bennett saves himself with that. They both got a hold of a leg kind of on their sides here. 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Cieslog has got to somehow scoot back around, and I don't know if he's going to get that done or not.
Well, there's a roll through by Bennett, which I think actually helps Creighton. And both wrestlers out. Nope.
All that work and nothing.
All that work, and we're still at 3-2 with 13 seconds to go. Second period. Getting right off to the edge of the mat, and we go off with 5 seconds left in the second period.
Now, Mitchell's choice is going to go down. I just bet you they do here.
Well, we're still at the end of the second period.
Oh, we ain't done yet?
5 seconds. I said that once.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, quick move off the whistle for Seedslog, and
one.
He does get the escape point at the buzzer.
Oh, that's huge.
Aggressive by Seedslog, and he ties it at 3, getting an escape on a 5-second whistle, and we head to the third period, tied at 3, and now Bennett with the down position, the referee's position. Right away, Bennett tries to walk out of it. Seedslug keeps a leg hooked in there, riding it from behind. Bennett now on his belly.
And he's got to stay aggressive here.
Yeah, because he's got the caution for the stall.
So you got to keep working it.
Cieslog has the arms hooked
there in. There we go. Got a half in there. Just got to keep working. Get your hips tilted. Come out to the side and run with it.
But kind of smart there by Bennett. He just put his weight towards where the hook was. Now he's back on his feet again. And Creighton Cieslog takes him back down. Minute 20 to go. Tied at 3 at 120 pounds.
Got to throw the legs in, gonna go leg ride, gonna try to split him.
He's got the cradle in there, but now Bennett really putting him up.
Gotta walk around with it. Gotta be careful coming over.
There's a nice roll by Cieslog. Still has that cradle in, but can't get the points out of it.
He's gotta keep scooting his hips up. Gotta keep moving.
Seconds to go.
We gotta get those hips in.
Cieslog getting a little high here perhaps, but
he got to
use it his legs.
If he can keep walking it over.
36-35. Siegslog still has the legs hooked in, but cannot get the tilt. And now the reversal by Bennett as he's able to take him around. Sorry about that. I got somebody standing right in front of my iPad. The one place I can't have somebody stand. Siegslog goes off the mat. 5-3 lead for Seedslaw, or for Bennett, with 16 seconds left.
You got to explode out of there. You ain't got enough time left. You got to make her happen.
5-3 lead for Noah Bennett in a tight match. And, boy, Creighton looks like he's maybe running out of gas as Bennett just has an envelope there. 7 seconds to go. And Siegslog, not much movement there out of the bottom. rolls through and prevents by one arm strike. 5-3 win for Noah Bennett of Mitchell. And Mitchell goes up 6-4. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds here, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
Well, we head to 126 pounds. Brady Meyer, sophomore for Huron. Dax Gukyson. I think that's how they pronounced it for Mitchell. Just underway. Both wrestlers doing the forehead-to-forehead thing. Meyer tried to roll there right as they went off the mat. Nobody scores. Back on her feet. Back to the middle.
He's a junior.
Junior for Gukyson. For Mitchell. And both wrestlers being aggressive, maybe a little more for the Mitchell side of things. Meyer trying to get control there up top. Now they release, and still there's the single leg, nice deep single leg by Gukyson of Mitchell. Now Meyer trying to hang on there as Gukyson is in there tight.
For Meyer, you got to keep scooting your hips. Try to get your hips back up there and stay locked up because you'll get a stalemate if you can keep that hooked.
He's got the leg hooked into Gukyson. That's what's saving him. Now Gukyson's going with the leg. Now here comes the cradle and a nice roll through that time by Meyer.
And he's scooting around. He's still got control there. He's okay. Nobody's got control. There we go.
Yeah, there's the stalemate.
That's what you needed there.
I mean, we were on the edge of a takedown for Gukyson there for about 30 seconds, but he never completed it. Now we're back on our feet, 51 seconds to go, first period.
If you're Meyer, he's coming at you. You got to get back in here.
And Gukyson being very aggressive, pretty much just shoved Meyer right off the mat. We're back to the middle, resume wrestling. Nice single leg by Meyer, got it.
Pick it up, got to finish it. Back door
up and rolls up top and does get the takedown. We're tied at two.
And there's a cradle.
Cradle and got it in there nice and tight, getting some back points out of it. 29 seconds to go. Meyer rocking it. Gukyson.
I don't know if you can pin him in there today. Now he's shifting down. Now he's shifting down in there. You might get a pin out of this here.
Well, Gukyson quit moving the legs, which is actually helping Meyer win by fall. Minute 47, Brady Meyer, a big pin for the Huron Tigers. Tigers regain the lead, 10-6. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds here, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Eating, are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we are back in Mitchell here on forfeits at 132. Pin long forfeit win for Mitchell. And so Mitchell back up 12-10. Now it's Aiden Thabesky, senior for Huron. Cannon Zoss wrestling for Mitchell at 138 pounds. Both looking, just kind of doing the shadow wrestling right now.
Freshman
for Cannon Zoss.
Oh, nice double. Oh,
nice
way to
double,
finish that.
Pick up and take down for Zabeski. And a quick 2-0 lead. And then he kind of looked at the coach about something. If he was supposed to let him up, I think right now he's going to ride him out with the quick 2-0 lead.
We'll try, try some combinations here. If you don't get it, you can always turn him loose and go back again and, take him down.
And now riding him out, and they'll go to the edge of the mat. So quick 2-0 lead here for Aiden Zabeski, senior of Huron. In tight match here so far with a 12-10 lead for Mitchell, and now we have a That's what Sobieski was signaling to the coach right away after he got the takedown, having a little issue with the nose.
You know, Goth knows what's going on. He's got to pull a piece of cotton out of his pocket right away. We've been here before, guys.
Yep. So just a brief delay here. Now we're back to wrestle. And Sobieski wants back on his feet, so it's 2-1 as he gives the free escape there to Zoss, and we're back on our feet again. 2-1 leads Sobieski in the first period. Aiden thought about the single leg, now just doing the shadow wrestling, each matching each other. Single leg, Sobieski gets in nice and deep again, and Zoss turns, spins, and Sobieski takes him down, another takedown, and it's 4-1 for Aiden Sobieski. 1 minute gone here at 138 pounds.
You work for a little while here, like, you know, and if he doesn't get anything, bring him back up and do it again.
Again, nice single leg there. Now, Zoss kind of hanging on to that leg, and it looked like he had a chance of reversal there. Does get up on his feet, and has Zabeski's leg up in the air. Now, nice drive by Aiden as they go out of bounds, but Aiden a nice job of countering that and just driving it out of bounds so he can get
start
out
back
of that
over
position, and he'll continue to ride on Zoss, see if he lets him up. Nope, he's going to ride for the time being here with 33 seconds to go in the first period.
You know, Zoss is, I mean, he comes out of the bottom quick, you know, so Zvesky's got to adjust to that.
And Aiden trying to work under that arm and try to tilt him across.
There, he's almost, got a half in there.
He goes to the left side, and Zoss just not doing a lot there in the back. Sobieski continues to try and throw some different things, but now have Zoss trying to crawl off. Here's some wrestling trivia for you. How many times have two wrestlers wrestled each other with the last name starting with Z?
Never that I can remember.
It can't happen very often, but we have it here tonight, Mitchell, South Dakota.
Yeah.
4-1 lead for Aiden Sobieski over Cannon Zoss of Mitchell as we get to the second period. And Sobieski continues to ride. Remember, he did let...
There's a quick tilt.
There's got the tilt. Zoss, a good job of keeping off the mat there. He kind of kept himself on Sobieski.
Well, he only got one swipe. He didn't get two, so he's got to go back and try that again.
Sobieski continues to ride it out. Coming off the side, now kind of looks back. Tried to adjust, and then Zoss kind of put himself up on all fours.
I mean, he's doing a great job. He's always going from one move to the next. He just can't get anything to turn into points.
There's a nice roll, and now he's getting the back points. Getting the tilt there, and Zoss did a good job of waving the legs to keep it from further, but it is a 3-point near fall, 7-1 lead, Aiden Sobieski.
I think he's going to keep working that. Looks like he's going to go back and reload again and get his back points, and then here's come the cheap tilt if he can get it.
And Sobieski has 50 seconds to work with here in the second period. Boy, and then Zoss has not shown much inclination to get out from underneath.
There's a bar arm.
And we got more back points coming
and half
out.
Coming over.
Going to get at least three out of this. And that'll bump it up.
Reload again.
Reload again. Now he's getting a little closer to that pin combination. Got it in a little tighter. And there it is. Win by fall for Aiden Sobieski, the senior. Comes at 3 minutes and 34 seconds. Win by fall for the Tigers. Tigers regain the lead, 16-12. Timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Children's Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
He moved to 144 pounds. Lado So, senior for Huron. Samari Wright for Mitchell. And So, a 2-0 lead right now and trying to hook up a cradle here. 30 seconds gone here in the first period.
Got the two on one underneath. Starting to rock him.
Trying to get it rolled over, and Wright doing a good job of keeping his hips, but now here comes the back point. Got at least two swipes there. Still have it in there tight.
He's reloaded and come again.
Minute to go here in the first period, and So has the in control here right now. So of wrestling varsity, he was JV out in Rapid City. And basically at 150, he wasn't down to 144 yet. Now he is. So briefly on his back, but he was just rolling through on Wright. And again, So gets Wright on his back, trying to get it, hook it in there a little tighter, but again, can't do anything with it. 28 seconds to go, first period, 4-0, Lado So.
Doing a great job being aggressive with it. Like it. Really stayed after it.
Now let him go. So a free escape point there for Wright. That's 4-1 with both wrestlers on their feet. 13 seconds to go, first period. In a couple of fakes there, but nobody doing much of anything. Now So gets back in with 2 seconds to go, and that will end the first period. 4-1 lead for Lado So. Wow, looks like he's holding his thumb there or something. Maybe got something snapped back. Lado So will ride here to start the second period. Leading 4-1. Switching a couple different things. Now he just lets it go. He'd rather be on his feet. So 4-2, Lado So. Both points for Wright have come on So, letting him go. And we're back on our feet. Single leg. And nice roll through by Wright, and he'll get the takedown. We're tied at 4. Nice counter there by Samari Wright.
He just kind of slipped away from us there. He's got to come back up now. Get your base underneath of you and come back and get after it again. You're doing good.
Minute 26 to go in the second period, tied at 4 at 144 pounds. Go now trying to sit out with Wright behind him. Gets up on his feet, gets the escape, and Lado So goes back up 5-4 with a minute 12 to go, second period. Quick single leg and nice turn there by So, and he'll get the takedown and goes up 7-4. Boy, he's quick.
And he's so close to getting back points here. You just got to keep working it just little by little. Keep walking it. Let him hold on to your hand underneath that. It gives you half the move.
Well, got that headlock in, trying to get the tilt here again. There it is. He's getting the back points again. 40 seconds to go.
Keep
second
walking
period.
It. Keep walking it.
Now he's
get
got it
on
in
the
there
head.
Tight. Trying to get the pin out of it, but Wright's going to turn his hips out.
Walk it back in again.
He's got the 3 points here, but can he get a pin combination? Has it in there tight again.
Rescoop again.
23 seconds, still some time here. There it is, win by foul in the second period. 3 minutes, 39 seconds. Huron with 3 pins tonight. Lado So gives Huron a 22-12 lead. We'll take a timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back in Mitchell, and first lineup change for Huron. Aiden Earhart comes in to wrestle at 150 against Trail Cop of Mitchell. This is where Moses Gross's spot was. Moses was ready to come in, then they made the switch, and Cop picks up and takes down Earhart, leads 2-0.
And he's a junior.
We'll see if Moses Gross comes up for the at 157. We might be flipping everybody ahead because we do have an open weight at 190. So might be flipping the whole lineup ahead here now for the Huron Tigers. 2-0 lead for Kopp. And Kopp pretty much controlling the match here right now, although he just has a two-point takedown to this point. And just kind of keeping him covered up. And they're not really giving Kopp a whole lot.
He's got that leg pulled in there. I can, got a guy sitting on the side here.
Can he pop his head out? He does pop his head out, and
yes,
he does get the reversal right at the edge of the mat. Earhart ties it at two. Nice move by Aiden to get the reversal. We're tied at two with 32 seconds to go in the first period.
Looks like he's got a bar underneath or a two-on-one underneath. Just needs to be patient with it.
Earhart right now, it seemed like Kopp was in the was being the aggressor, but now Earhart kind of controlling it here.
Got a bar arm, Taft coming over.
Trying to tip him, 7-6 seconds to go. And Earhart got himself in trouble, and he does get the reversal at the buzzer. Earhart a little too aggressive. And Kopp able to roll through right at the end and pick up the reversal right at the buzzer, and he leads 4-2 going into the second period.
Could have been worse. Come out there just behind two. That's okay.
Start the second period with Earhart riding. Going to ride here to start the second period.
Just need to slow down. You know, don't get too aggressive. Don't take yourself out of the match. Just keep wrestling with it.
And as they get the cradle hooked up there, but...
got to be careful with that.
It's also a little high.
Come back around.
There, nice... nice roll through by Kopp.
But he grabbed his, left his head hanging, popped the head out.
And now Kopp trying to back his way in, and he's
rolling through it. Roll through with it. Keep going.
Earhart trying to roll through, and who's got the advantage? I can't really tell.
Well, it's kind of going to be Aiden here just now.
Now it's definitely Kopp on top, win by Spall.
Ooh.
Boy, very close there, but 3 minutes. And 40 seconds, or 2 minutes, 40 seconds. Trail Kopp gets the win by fall at 150. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
So we move to 165. Ryan Flory Jr. for Huron. Kellen Odell for Mitchell. And right away, Flory gets the takedown, and he's got the headlock in tight. Against Odell.
Keep walking ahead. Get yourself out to the side.
Boy, Odell not moving at all. Win by fall, 30 seconds. Ryan Flory came out aggressive and took care of business. Flory, the win by fall. Huron goes up in the duel, 34-18. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Down there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3 or 7 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3 or 7 months, with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. Give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank, FNBO, member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, we move on to 175 pounds. Sean Foote on the mat for Mitchell. Shaw Sir Jr. for the Huron Tigers. Sir with a nice single leg drives and takes Foote down. He leads 2-0. Tried to get some back points. Or did he get,
back?
Yeah, he didn't get two out of that. So 4-0 for Shaw Sir. Now we're back on our feet again, Sir. Pick up, and right now he's just manhandling Foote, it seems like.
And that one's a sophomore.
There's always a foot in the wrestling lineup for...
They've got two of them.
Yeah, there's two of them, and there was one prior to as well. At least one.
Yep.
So 4-1 lead here for Shar Sur as he let foot up, I believe, and we're back on our feet here. A lot of action that first 40 seconds.
And it was gangbusters, boy. I tell you what, we had everything you wanted in there.
Yeah, Shar Sur just lets him up here as they come to the face-off, back on our feet here with a minute 17 to go in the first period. They're on leading 34-18 in the duel.
He gets in there so nice and deep, you just got to keep finishing that. Foot is giving you that option all the time here, the way it looks.
And just trying to get the hand control. There's the shot. Nice shot by Foot. Gets in on the double leg and takes him down. Boy, he looks like he surprised Sir there.
Yeah, he got in there pretty deep, you know, and there's only one thing to do. He had to bail out of that to just give him two.
Tied at four. That was 4-3. No, we must have let him up twice. 4-4 tied here with 40 seconds to go in the first period. And right now, Foot riding on Sir. Sir gets up on all fours.
Got to keep coming up.
Gets up on his feet, trying to break through, and...
Walk your hips out.
Foot now picks him up, takes him back down, and we'll start over from the bottom with 18 seconds to go.
You're sure you just got to keep your... Take your time, get your base back underneath of you.
Right now, got the arm... Foot has the arm pinned in the back, got his legs hooked in as well, but running out of time. End of the first period, we're tied at four with Sean Foot, sophomore for Mitchell, and Shar Sur, junior for the Huron Tigers. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. And in the latter stages of our duel here, we're at 175 pounds, Huron leading 34-18. And start the second period, and Shar Sur in the referee's position. He's down. Foot comes across the top. And right now, Foot being more aggressive now has that leg trying to get a cradle hooked in. He's got Shar not in a very good position here. And, yep, we're getting some tilt points here. Back points for Foot. He takes the lead. And... Right now, we're not seeing a lot of movement out of Shar Sur. We got the three here for sure, and win by fall. 2 minutes, 32 seconds, win by fall for Sean Foot of Mitchell. They get six back. It's 34-24 here on. Timeout of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we move on to 215. Huron gets a forfeit win at 190, but I couldn't hear the name of the wrestler because it was so loud in here.
Oh, absolutely.
So Seth Foot of Mitchell and Brian Ramirez of Huron. Ramirez has slimmed down some, and he's wrestling at 215. Almost said 220.
That Foot is a senior.
Both our wrestlers are seniors. As we start here, just two matches left, including this one. Refresh my track wrestling, figure out.
So Brian just did, you know, the hand jive here. Just need to set it up.
Lucas Shaparo got the forfeit win for the Huron Tigers. Right now, Foot trying to get underhooked on Ramirez. Ramirez misplacing out in Rapid City by one match. Huron has the duel clinched up 40-24, with just this match and one more remaining tonight. Trying to get the hand control. Both wrestlers, neither one's had much of an advantage here through 1 minute.
Yeah, if you're Brian, you've had enough. You know, I need you to step up and get aggressive here. You need to start setting things up. Keep moving in there. Try something. You're not. What we're doing now ain't working much.
Bear hug. It looked like Brian wanted to get in on the single leg, but he was just was standing straight up, and that's hard to do when you're that tall. We go off the mat.
You gotta be careful that it looks like Foot wants to go into an over, you know, wants to throw you, so you gotta let him come in and encounter that.
So still no score here. 30 seconds to go in the first period at 2:15. Ramirez and Foot, a pair of seniors. And just kind of working around, and neither one's been real aggressive, and there it is, a double caution for stalling.
As it should be. Neither one's doing anything here, so you need to step it up, guys, and do their thing.
Well, there's a kind of a half shot by Foot, and then he fell down. And neither one, like I said, neither one's being aggressive at all.
You need to just, you know, don't back out of this here. Just don't want to give away a point here this late in the period. Just us to be aggressive with it. Keep moving now.
3:02 seconds to go, and we'll go to the second period with no score. Ramirez and Foot. Huron going to get the dual win here tonight, winning 40-24, or leading 40-24. Huron has pins from Brady Meyer at 126, Aiden Zaveski 138, Lado So at 144, and Ryan Flory at 165 on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Start of the second period again, both wrestlers up, trying to get the hand control and going forehead to forehead. See, the official is talking to both of them. Their Foot stepped back and Ramirez fell down, but he quickly gets back up and we're back to bear hug wrestling.
Yep. Well, each one wants to throw, so somebody's going to have to change what they're doing.
What they're doing so far is what Coach Peters said. That's what you usually do at the prom.
Yeah, exactly. So we got to change up here a little bit. Got to be a little more aggressive. Change your levels. Take a shot here. We're not gaining anything this way, so we got to go somewhere different.
Minute 28 to go in the second period. No score. And really, neither wrestler's come very close to scoring. As we've been on our feet the whole time here. There's a little shot by Ramirez, but Brian's just staying up so high.
I don't know. Right there's a perfect chance to when he stands up like that, go underneath. And Brian's got to take that.
Brian's taller, but not that much taller than Foot.
No, he just needs to change his levels and just keep moving.
Back we go to the middle of the mat. Nearing 1 minute to go in the second period. Still no score here at 2:15. Ramirez and Foot. Trying to get the hand control, and not much there.
Like I say, just got to keep trying something different here. This isn't working, you know, so, I mean, I can just coach the older guy would be frustrated that he hasn't made a shot here, but you got to do something.
Still not much going on here. Is 38, 37 seconds to go, second period. There's Ramirez trying to break through the hand jive there. Hooks underneath Foot's arm, but Foot just gets separation. And Brian really not using that. Now there's a single leg by Foot right at the edge of the mat, and they walk off. Well, that's about the first time anybody's came close
anything.
To a shot.
And Brian's got to be careful with that. He got in there pretty good, pretty deep on him. You know, good thing he had
started
to
backing up, too.
Yeah, you can't do that. He's on the edge of the mat. It's kind of staying there. So just take advantage of what you're seeing here and just get after it.
And remember, both already have a caution for stall.
If you're Brian, just keep walking in there. Do something. Change the level. Outside singles. Do something
Brian, again, almost got that single leg. We're getting to the end here of the second period. 4:03 seconds to go, and buzzer goes. We'll head to the third. We'll see if somebody takes the down position. I didn't see who had the option.
We had the choice. Brian wanted us both up. Which
okay,
is,
so
which
we had the choice in the second period.
Yep.
Okay.
I thought we did.
No, looks like Brian's staying. We want up.
Did he give it? Okay,
oh, he gave the escape to Foot.
Yep, that's what he did.
Yep, so.
Well, now Foot, you got to take advantage of that. Foot, you decided to do this, now you got to go.
Yep, so we're on our feet with Foot leading 1-0, as he didn't want to have to ride on Foot. So Ramirez, he's got to find a takedown here somewhere in the last minute, the last 2 minutes of the match.
Get in there. You got it, half of it done. You got to finish it now.
Sometimes you just got to go for broke and see if he can connect on the shot.
Well, you got, you know, snap him down or go around and shoot an outside single or something like that. But what's there? Now snap him down.
Well, he gets in on the headlock there. Now gets the leg and takes it
down. There
we go. Takedown, and Ramirez getting back points, too. Ramirez has the back points. Can he get the pin?
There
we go. Ball. It took a while.
Oh, boy, did it
do. Brian Ramirez win by fall, 4 minutes, 41 seconds. Huron goes up 46-24. One match to go. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And one match to go. We're at heavyweight. Sir Waugh for Huron, Rocky Clark for Mitchell. And Rocky Clark, a quick takedown, and leads 2-0.
And he's a freshman.
Wow, big boy.
Yeah.
For Sir Waugh, a senior for the Huron Tigers. Right now, Clark has his forearm buried in the back of the head now. And he just pretty much got Sir Waugh enveloped there underneath.
Well, but you got to do something with that. You just can't keep putting the arm in the back of the head. You got to come off to the side and try something here. So.
Well, it looks like Rocky Clark has at least 2-3 inches height advantage, which does make a difference at this big of a boy.
Oh, absolutely.
So 2-0 lead. It was a quick takedown by Rocky Clark, and well, he's still riding it out. And boy, Sir Waugh just can't really move there underneath him. I think Rocky's got the weight advantage here too.
It looks like Sir Waugh did get his base, but Rocky took care of that in short order. So we're right back to where we were before.
So now we're just see the official talking to one of the wrestlers there as well. 30 seconds to go, first period. 2-0 lead for Rocky Clark of Mitchell.
There's your opening. Sir Waugh, you got to come up right here. He got off you enough, you got to come back out.
We're getting up on all fours, but Rocky Clark, boy, he keeps changing. Now he's got...
Get inside that leg. Get inside the leg.
Boy, Clark had the chicken wing in there, but couldn't finish it. But again, Sir Waugh just not getting a lot done there underneath as we get to the end of the first period. And again, one of those matches where you feel... If you're here and you feel good, you're only down 2-0.
Exactly.
Right now. So start the second period, and the Sir Waugh chose the ride.
He deferred, and that's what Mitchell wanted to do, is go down. Now you got to be careful here. Sir Waugh, you don't get up high on, you got to stay back behind. That's a big boy in front of you there.
So Sir Waugh now riding here to start the second period. He's been on his tiptoes again because... That's where the height advantage comes in, and Clark up on his feet, and he's going to come around. If he pops his leg out, he's going to get the takedown here as he's on top. And Sir Waugh hanging on the leg, that's the only thing saving him from the reversal here at this point.
And sooner or later, you're going to have to, the official just going to, one. Yep, there we go.
They call stalemate?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
We got out of that with it.
Yeah, that was a break for Sir Waugh.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you're going to have to ride a little different. You can't stay on top like that. You're going to have to stay a little bit off to the side because there's so much difference in your height there.
Well, Sir Waugh kind of stays off the right side where most stay off the left side. I don't know if that means anything. But
Wherever you're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Just be patient back there. Don't get too carried away.
And Clark up, and now Sir Waugh will just let him up and stay up, and Rocky Clark goes up 3-0. Both of them look a little gassed here, and we still have half the match to go here with 1 minute left in the second period.
Now, for sure, Waugh, you got to finish that. You got to come up with your head. Come around and turn the corner.
There's two more for... Well, it's officially a takedown then, right? 5-0. Okay. I thought he already had it, but he didn't. So 5-0 lead now for Rocky Clark with 38 seconds to go here in the second period. Final match of the night here. from Mitchell. Now it looks like Rocky just going to let Sirwa up. Now he is kind of faking him. Wanted Sir to start to come back up and then make the jump on him, but didn't quite get it accomplished. Now, see, now he does let him up, and that will be the escape point for Sirwa, and it's 5-1. Both wrestlers back on their feet with 15 seconds to go.
I think he's trying to save up for a throw. You know, that way there, you know, game.
I got a question for you, but we'll wait till the end of the period as we got the bear hug thing going there. And Clark with
that
the
one,
throw,
that
and
what
then
you needed
Sirwa
to do.
Just fell down. He's getting back points out of it, too.
Oh, boy.
And the buzzer avoided a pin.
Yeah.
Now, my question is mute here now, but I was going to ask about Clark letting him up with about 15 seconds to go. Why give the free point up when there was 15 seconds left in the period?
Well, because he's
trying. I mean, it worked out.
Oh, exactly.
So.
And he was just trying to. I don't think he's looking at the clock. He just wanted to get him up, get him up so he could try something, because he's not gaining anything where we're at right now.
So Clark up 9-1 as we begin the third period. And he's got the legs in. There's another two-point takedown for Clark. Goes up 11-1. Sirwa just has not had been able to get much of anything going here.
Yeah, Clark just walks around. Now he's got it on his back again.
Clark trying to turn, and now he's getting a few more back points.
Should have at least two out of that.
Yeah, Wa got in his stomach. Here comes Clark, and now he's might be getting close to the pin combination as Wa isn't hardly moving at all.
He's coming real low. Got a two-on-one kind of coming, you know, he's kind of got something there.
Just put it back. He had it there briefly. Now Sirwa doing a good job and able to roll back on his stomach with 1:09 to go. And what are we up to? 14-1.
Now he comes off to the side with a half. And Sirwa, but he's just got to do as wide a base as he possibly can here to stop it.
55 seconds to go in the match, and the freshman Rocky Clark in control here for Mitchell. Sirwa just trying to not give up the tech ball or the pin at this point, down 14-1. And again, Mike Clark is still working. He's still going
side to
side.
And it's tough when, you know, Sirwa isn't moving down there for him. Isn't helping him out there at all.
He's got the legs spread to keep the base out. And it looks like Clark really wants to do a cradle much. He's kind of working more with the half and the
And I think you do on a big guy like this, you got to go right back to the...
Now he's on his back. We're going to get a pin.
There we go.
5 minutes and 47 seconds. Rocky Clark wins it. And Huron, though, wins the duel, the final 46-30. Huron wins the duel. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame comes next. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back as we start our post-match here. Huron Tigers win both duels tonight. Huron girls win 30-24. And the Huron boys win. They already turned off the scoreboard on me, 46-30. Drew Strand joins us here, head girls coach for the Huron Tigers. And Drew, a little different environment here, wrestling here. It's so loud. I know you're yelling. I know they can't hear you, but you keep yelling. Bottom line is, girls came out and wrestled. Officially, we had two girls wrestled that one, but they both got pins and got quick pins.
Yep. I mean, they came out here ready to go, and it was just their first duel for these girls in that kind of environment. So it's really cool for those girls to experience that and kind of see how a duel works. And it's always nice to come away with a couple wins.
you know, and that's where we're starting to see the growth in girls wrestling some, because we are getting true duels. Obviously, we didn't fill all the weights, had some forfeits, but again, you're getting to the point now where both sides have enough girls where you can call it a duel.
Yep, I mean, we're getting to that point where we can almost fill teams, and I think, you know, if a couple of us and even other teams, you know, we can move girls around to kind of fill it, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, we got a lot of new girls that we still have to build into wrestling, and, you know, soon, hopefully, even by the end of this year, hopefully we'll be able to move girls around and hopefully only having a couple open weights instead of four around there.
Well, the two pins were Nah 2 at 107 and Say Glay at 138, and both were almost first 30 seconds, so quick pins, and, you know, that just means the girls came out aggressive.
Yep, I mean, that's what kind of we preach right now, is just coming out aggressive no matter who you're going up against, you know, just kind of fight your own fight and do the things that you can control, and, you know, we're really just kind of starting out with the basics, and, you know, the most basic thing is you can control how tough you are out on the mat.
And, you know, just specifically, how much experience do you have? There's some names I recognize, some names I don't hear. It's like Caitlin Flory, Caitlin Bowden. I recognize those names. They didn't get to wrestle tonight, took forfeits. Kaylee Saw, of course, has had a nice run here so far as well. But I think it almost seems like you don't have much in between. You're either experienced or you're not experienced.
Yep. We kind of knew going into this year it was going to be kind of a rebuild, but, you know, it was good to keep the five girls that we had last year, and they're still here. And then the rest are just all newcomers, you know. So, you know, it's awesome that there's all freshmen coming out, and they'll get some years, you know, as long as we can keep them out and keep on learning the sport. And then I actually had a couple more girls come into the wrestling room the other day and ask me if they could join too. So, you know, the more people we have, the better we're going to be. And just practice wise and learning wise, you know, just have more people in the wrestling room.
And looking at what's coming up here on the schedule now.
Girls will go to Madison on Saturday for a little girls tournament there. And then we'll go to Harrisburg Tuesday, and then we'll have Christmas break and come back with Brandon Valley. You know, so a lot of wrestling coming up for us. It was awesome. Our girls got to go out to Rapid City and experience a tournament like that, you know, for a lot of our new girls. So, you know, we're just trying to continue to build them up and continue to get them girls to grow. And hopefully by the end of the season, you know, some of them will get to experience the state tournament as well.
Chris Grant, head coach here on Tiger Girls, as they pick up a 30-24 win here tonight. We'll take a timeout here, 2 minutes, come back more. Gary Zell, Auto Glass post-match on Dakota Sports.
And Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics that pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we continue on our Gary Zell Auto Glass post-match, talking with Matt Goth now, head coach of the Huron Tiger boys. Tiger boys come up with a 46-30 win, second win dual-wise over Mitchell today. And coach, first off, just a different environment wrestling in here. It's so loud, it's warm. I know you guys are yelling, and I have a hard time believing they're hearing anything you're yelling.
Yeah, it's one of the loudest places you'll wrestle. It's a small gym, and it just echoes in here. It's pretty fun to come here and wrestle a close duel like we did tonight.
And as you look at the results, I guess really Cotter Nelson, give him credit, the freshman first year in the varsity lineup. He's your 106-pounder. You talked about him before the season, saying that's a kid to watch. And he started things off with not only a win, but a convincing win, 11-2. And that was against the Savini kid that he actually lost to in Watertown. So, boy, when you see kids learn, that really makes you happy.
Yeah, he bounced back after that loss and really wrestled a hard match and kept looking for points even in the third period, which is what we're looking for from our young guys, not to just ride out and settle for a win, go get those bonus points, which come up big in duels.
And as you look down, you know, we had a lot of Brady Meyer, Aiden Zaveski, Lado So, all had pins. Ryan Flory, a very fast pin. Brian Ramirez, a very slow pin. But bottom line is, I know Coach McCarty, your predecessor, always said, get those bonus points. We want pins.
Yep, those guys went out there. They wrestled hard. Some of those matches, we had won earlier in the year, and some of those we hadn't seen them yet, so it was good to get some wins over a region opponent and another ESD school. Brady Meyer with another win over the same opponent he won, beat earlier this year. Aiden had a good win over a new kid. La, with his first time being down at 144, looked pretty good. And where did we go from there? Moses picked up a forfeit. Then Ryan Flory came out with a big headlock early on and got a pin at a weight class up above where he wrestled. Oh, no, we wrestled the same. Never mind. We didn't bump him. And then Ryan just weathered the storm. We got the kid tired, and we went and got the fall in the third period.
You know, and Brian Ramirez is our first National Bank Wrestler of the Night. By the way, I don't think I said that. Talking to Coach Strand, Nod 2 is our first National Bank Outstanding Wrestler for the girls. But Brian Chumley, I think he didn't do much sports till he got to high school, football, wrestling, whatever. You know, he's a thrower in track as well. And, you know, he's just one of those guys. You know, he came by right before we started the interview saying, pick me, pick me. He knew exactly what he was talking about. You know, he's one of those guys that's just fun to have on the mat. And plus, a nice win for him in really a match that was so slow going until it wasn't.
Yeah, he's one of those guys on our team that's involved in a lot of things. He's also in band, student council. We have a lot of guys that do the multiple things, not just sports. So it's pretty exciting to see these guys have success in lots of different things and grow as individuals.
And overall, you know, you had to be happy with we mentioned Ryan Flory with the quick pin. Aiden Earhart kind of threw him in there at the last second. And when you're rolling the lineup there to fill in one of those open spots, I assume. And, you know, he competed very well against Kopp until kind of just ran out of gas there.
Yeah, we kind of threw him. He'll be eventually down at 144, so he's just kind of a little undersized for 150. One of those guys who's wrestled for a long time is kind of coming into his body and starting to wrestle pretty well for us. Hopefully in the next couple of years we see him step up into the varsity lineup more often.
So now as we look ahead, was it Plankinton on Saturday where you take a bunch of JV guys? I can't remember the schedule.
Yeah, we go to Plankinton on Saturday where we take JV and we'll bring some of our younger varsity guys. And then we got a JV meet in Salem on Monday, and then we go to Aberdeen on Tuesday to round up the first half of our season.
So overall, you're not quite 2 weeks in, but it feels like you've had a month worth of wrestling in already with everything you did and the great competition you had. And for a young and experienced team, you're seeing some positive signs here.
Yep, some of our young guys who've wrestled through the youth program are really starting to show, and we've had a lot of matches early on. I think Moses has over 12 matches already, so we're really getting this experience early, and hopefully we can continue growing throughout the season.
Matt Goth, head coach here on Tiger Boys, as they pick up the dual win tonight along with the girls. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes and wrap it up here for Mitchell. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, last time here from Mitchell as the Tiger sweep both duels tonight. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Girls got wins, a win by Paul at 107, Nod 2, 21 seconds. She is our first National Bank outstanding wrestler. Say Glay, a win by Paul at 138 at 35 seconds. And forfeit wins, Shaylee Saw at 114, Kaylee Bowden at 145, Kate McClory at 250. Huron wins the duel 30-24. Huron boys win 46-30. Carter Nelson, 11-2, major decision at 106 to open things up. Brady Meyer win by Paul at a minute 47 at 126. Aiden Zaveski win by Paul, 3 minutes 34 seconds at 138. La Dozo win by Paul, 339 at 144. Moses Gross win by forfeit at 157. Brian Florier win by Paul, 30 seconds at 165. Lucas Shaparo had a forfeit win at 190. And Brian Ramirez win by Paul at 446 at 215 to wrap up the scoring for Huron. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard updated. For chaos, saw some positive signs. Anytime you get that many pins, you got to be happy with it. As we were talking with Coach Goth, that's what Coach McCarty always preached. We want a pin. We want the bonus points, and well, you can't get more bonus points than pinning everybody.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you don't want to leave anything on the mat. That's the bottom line. And the more pins you get, it 9 times out of 10, that's going to decide the match for you, the duel. So that's what you got to do, and you got to strive for that every time you go out on the mat.
You know, when you look at some of the wins that the Huron Tigers had tonight, you know, Aiden Zaveski's a senior. He's been around. Brady Meyer was a state qualifier. Brian Ramirez, he's been around forever. You know, but when you look at some of the wins, Connor Nelson, freshman, first year on varsity. La Dozo, just getting down to 144, so he can wrestle. You know, those are some younger kids that picked up wins tonight in a hostile environment. Then some other tight matches that we lost, but again, good experience for those kids. After all, it is still December.
Well, that's the thing, you know, and we're getting so much wrestling in now. That's a really, really good thing. You're starting out gangbusters like that. It gives you a chance to kind of correct things in the practice room, and then you get a little bit of a break at Christmas, and then you're right back at it, and you've got to go because it's just nonstop after that.
Well, Kirk, back in the wrestling mode here. I know we got some coming up in January. I haven't looked at that schedule yet, but again, back in the wrestling mode, and nice to get a Tiger win. In anything when it comes to the Mitchell Colonels.
Oh, exactly. A perfect night for us.
So again, our first National Bank outstanding wrestlers tonight. Nod 2 for the girls and Brian Ramirez Chumley for the boys. They are your first National Bank outstanding wrestlers. Huron Tigers win both duels tonight. 30-24 girls, 46-30 for the boys. It's been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.